Have you seen the movie Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Oh, man, it's been a long time. What about it?
I was watching it the other day, and it's a logistical nightmare.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead's a logistical nightmare?
Yes. For example, she's carrying around the petty cash with her. Remember, she takes around the petty cash with her?
Vaguely?
Well, she has that petty cash that she's using, and she's also in charge of cashing certain people's paychecks, and at one point they say she's out of petty cash, so how's she going to cash people's paychecks how's she going to cash people's paychecks if there's no money in there?
I think you're taking the movie too seriously. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
It's still a logistical nightmare. I expect some realism out of my movies.
Well, I think sometimes, especially with comedies, you have to kind of suspend the belief for a little bit and go with the flow. Wouldn't you?
Especially if a movie's titled Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that employer would have to run some kind of background check. At least they would at least be calling references and stuff. Even though, like, remember she made up her resume and stuff.
Yeah, man. Once again, I think you're being too serious about this movie. It's a comedy.
No, man. I think you're not taking it seriously enough. Hollywood owes it to us to give us realistic material, even in its comedies. And if they don't finally come up with some good ideas,
that's an old movie, though.
Shut up and listen.
Okay.
If they don't hurry up and come out with some believable situations for comedies, they can go to hell, you can go to hell, and everybody else can kiss my ass.
That was uncalled for.
God. Very passionate about Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Okay.